December 17th, 2016, RLRD.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As you can see, you have me again at this meeting. Our chairman, Darrell Stevenson, had a heart attack and is recovering well. They put a stent in. It worked. But he will be off for a while recovering. He does have to do some cardio rehab. I met with Darrell on Monday. We had a two-hour meeting at his request. We've been trying to protect him from as much as we can of district business, but he is anxious to get back on the horse and get in the saddle. I told him he was nuts. Darrell is, he looked well. He says he feels good. I think he's trying to get back in the saddle a little too soon. That's just a personal opinion. But he is planning on coming back in January. He is staying up to date on many of our issues. He will be here to run the January 21st meeting. And so I want to clarify that. Anybody who's been following, looks like we're a little bit nuts. We put out that we changed the meeting to January 7th, which the board was kind enough to do, so I would be here to run the meeting. And then Darrell, we met on Monday, and Darrell said, well, that's too early for me. I would like to keep it the same and run the meeting myself on the 27th. So, 21st, I'm sorry. The board meeting will be January 21st. We have it set up that if something happens that Darrell is not able to come back in January, we'll go to our plan where I run it from the telephone with your help. Can I have approval of the minutes?
I have one question on the minutes.
Okay.
On the Mr. Hirsch property, was a letter sent to all those parties saying that we were not going to deal with anything until the sale was final?
Yes.
Yes.
And is the sale final?
No.
No.
Not as far as we've gotten.
Let's just take care of the minutes, and,
okay.
And I am adding Clinger Dock back to old business.
Okay.
And we'll go over the whole thing because
okay,
it can get a little confusing.
All right.
I would also like to make a minor change under that same thing. I'd like it the wording to show that we did not, it kind of reads like we gave Dave Hirsch another dock.
Okay.
And I want to make sure the public understands we are swapping the dock. We are not giving Hirsch another, the board is not giving Hirsch another dock. And it isn't. For us, it's clear.
A license will be issued to Dave for both that, and Dock 127 will go with the Klingler property.
Yeah, but for us, who's been involved in it, that makes sense. For somebody sitting in Florida reading the minutes, I think it looks like we gave them another dock. So some wording in there that states that the dock is a swap, not another dock given to Mr. Hirsch.
Exchange.
Any other changes to the minutes? Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Second by Deb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Announcements, I think I've already made them. We're going to add the Klinger Dock to old business. Darrell will be back. Town reports.
You got mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Darrell didn't have one.
And I did go to the Canadia town meeting just in case anybody had questions. But
okay.
Phil had already met with Darrell, so he was pretty much up to speed.
Good. Treasurer's report.
Any questions on the exhibit I gave with the disbursements? Payroll and all that stuff?
What's a block heater?
The block heater is the heater that keeps the generator, the backup generator, running in the wintertime. Okay. So it's basically like a heater in a diesel truck.
Okay, thank you.
And the block heater went bad last winter. That's why we, one of the reasons we had the $900 electric bill, and we had it replaced.
Block is the engine.
Yeah, engine block. Any other questions? Can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And the report on the dam.
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're so quiet over there today, Bill.
I think you all know that I have Melissa Grosso as a backup for me. I went into M&T Bank, and I'd like to have a motion in our minutes worded as such that we're going to add Melissa Grosso as an authorized signer to the M&T checking account and the M&T money market account. And on the money market, on the M&T money market account, we're going to add Jenny Harris. And believe it or not, we're going to delete Bradley Kuhn.
Who probably didn't know he was still on
there.
Those things that just didn't go away.
Huh? It just didn't go away. So if the minutes could state that, and then you could give me a copy of it, I can go in and get all the cards, and as long as you approve that.
I'm assuming the bank needs that copy.
Yes.
They need a resolution from this board stating we put her on there.
Right. It's just minutes. They said as long as we get the minutes, that it's worded like that, and then you took a vote, and it passed. That would suffice.
I will need a commissioner to make the motion as per Bill's statement.
I'll make the motion as per Bill's statement.
And I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, I got a call from a girl from the state controller's office. They're looking at our reasoning for not adhering to the cap. So I sent her the information she wanted about 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard a word from her. So she just asked for our budgets for 2015 and 2016.
And I hope you put in a statement about our needing $4 million for our...
Well, I talked to her on the phone. And
yeah, for our...
Does she have any extra she wanted to give?
Yeah, right. Yeah, if we, if the comptroller's office would grant us $4 million, then we'd be happy to stay within our cap.
But anyway,
we need to go below it.
Yeah, right. We might even reduce it a little.
I haven't heard back. I don't know what I'll hear, but whatever happens, happens. That's it. That's all I got.
The only other thing in that we've said several times, but we'll say it again in the treasurer's report, is that I met with John Jessup last week. He has not heard anything on our grant. No input whatsoever. We set it up that he'll call us as soon as he hears anything, and I will call him if we hear anything. But we are assuming he will hear first because Rushford is the lead agency on the grant. So there's nothing new on that. So much for hearing the early part of November.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good to me.
I think we already approved your report, Bill.
Okay.
The dam report. As you can see, winter is here. We are winding down at the dam, not that we want to. We have plenty more to do, but because of necessity, it's pretty slippery on the dam. If you're walking along on the ice, there's not a lot of room to slip and slide, let alone work. So we have put our projects, winding them down and putting them to bed for the winter. The jib crane, it was 90% done. We are probably 80% building the frame to put it up. All of the equipment is on the crane, on the arm. And the only thing that would be left in the spring would be the electrical wiring on it and the lifting it up, finishing the platform to lift it up and put it on top of the post. So it is almost done. We pushed as long as we could, but it got to the point where it was actually dangerous. We were climbing up 15 feet in the air on ladders, slipping and sliding, and if you go over, you have a choice of 25 feet down into the lake or 125 feet down into the... Choices were not good. So, also, the rock stabilization didn't go as well as we'd hoped, as fast as we hoped this fall. All the material that was laid out by Hatch Engineering was all special order. We could find nobody around here that had it. Just give you one example. We did take delivery of the four well casings. Normally the well casings are 8-inch and smaller with 1/4-inch thick. We needed 10-inch that's 1/2-inch thick. And so we had five corners, had the special order. They did deliver it last week, but I couldn't allow our contractor to come. We did not have enough material ready. And now, of course, the slope is covered with snow and ice. So we have done as much as we can. We'll have everything here ready to go first thing in the spring. And we will pick up from there. Our concrete work and brick and mortar work at the dam is almost done. We got about 2 days left of bricklaying and then clean their stuff. They thought they were going to try to work today with the weather breaking this afternoon. If I'm not there, I get a report every day from them. They text or give me an email to what's been done and where they're at and whether they're working or not. They did ask me if I wanted them to build a structure to be heated so they could work. But it would take 2 days to build the structure. And we got about 2 days left of bricklaying. So it didn't make sense to me to pay for 4 days for 2 days worth of work. And I told them just wait until we get a break in the weather and then finish it.
Next week's supposed to warm up, right?
Yes, next week is supposed to warm up. And so it back up into the 30s, which is, now we have covered the work. In other words, they cover it. We have thermal blankets over the area we're working with heaters in there so that the temperature stays to the dam where the engineers want it. But that's not the same as one that covers them with heaters in there to be able to work. So that's what because we're that close, we will finish. There won't be any danger of us not being able to fill the lake in the spring. And I can't say enough about Thomas and Johnson and the crew we've had down there. They've been fabulous. I'm telling you, I've been there most days, and it is brutal. You get a 20-degree day that's damp, wet, and snowing, and a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing down the lake. It is brutal. I don't know how the hell they don't just throw their hands up and say, the hell with your dam, and walk off, because it's just awful down there. And they work along every day, just no complaints, and doing a beautiful job for us. So We have, as you would see in our bill there, the bill so far for tearing down the brick and rebuilding it is $50,000 for November. That is 90% of the material and all of the labor for November. December, the only material that we didn't have a bill on yet, the contractor wasn't billed yet, was the 500 brick we bought and one pallet of Zika. So that's all that'll be added into December's, and I'm guessing labor will be between $30,000 and $40,000. Everything will be between $30,000 and $40,000.
Materials too.
Material too.
Okay.
So if that's the case, we will have gotten out of that for under $100,000, which is amazing. And when you stop and think, the bids for just mortaring, many of them came in at over $200,000.
But you're talking about the extra work under.
Extra work. I'm not talking, not the original contract for $94,000. I'm talking about the new one tearing down the brick and rebuilding it.
I just want to make one comment about that. We didn't get a grant to do that, by the way.
That's right. That's out of our operating.
The taxpayers of the district are paying.
So basically, bottom line with everything, Bob, it came in under $200,000.
Yes.
Yes. Which many of the bids were $200,000, and it probably
just for
would
the
have
mortar.
Gone over. Yes.
Okay. Yes, you're correct. Yeah, all my statements are about the additional work, because the first part has been done, and they did a great job for us on that. I believe we don't know what's below. We had to hold the lake up a little longer than usual because they're still working. Mm-hmm. We have ice forming on the lake. I don't know if we're going to be able to get in there to look at, once we drop it another 15 feet or so to the winter level. We desperately want, we can see some damage to the mortar. We can't see what's below under the water, but we fixed all the way down. We dropped the lake lower and went down to where the brick went back to the dam and build up from there. But I think we need to be prepared to do some more mortaring work below the 25-foot mark. And what I'm thinking about, here's our dilemma. If we can't get in there, the lake's freezing, you can't get in to see it down that low to examine it, then contractors bidding it have to take it at the worst case scenario to protect themselves. They have to bid a square foot. We pick a section of the dam. They're going to bid it that 90% of that has to be replaced. Maybe only 40% has to be replaced, but that's the bill you're going to get. I would like to work with, and I think they will do it for us, with the present contractor, Thomas and Johnson, to do it time and material. That has worked out very well for us in this repair. And that way the contractor isn't sticking their neck out, bidding $150,000 that comes in at $200,000, and we aren't paying for something we aren't getting. Mm-hmm. Once they bid it, you've awarded it. If they only do 10% of it, your contract says you're going to pay X number of dollars.
So we're talking, you're dropping another 15 feet.
Yeah.
But not this winter. You're going to wait till
spring? Oh, no, not this winter. Okay. We're done.
Will they come back in the spring?
No, not in the spring. It would have to be next fall.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see, if I do any work in the spring, I would have to hold the lake down and not catch the runoff and bring it back up. So this is not an option in the spring, or I'd have to hold the lake until maybe the end of May, and then we'd have to gamble on whether we had enough rain in June to bring it up, and that's not going to be a bunch of happy campers on the lake, I can tell you that. They're
so,
going to be,
so okay.
Anticipate another early dry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
So what I'm getting at. We need to be thinking about, it's not so much the early drawdown. I mean, I think everybody understands, and it went well this year.
Yeah.
it's the money.
Yeah.
I mean, we could, but by doing time and material, we can put a cap on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we tried to put a cap on this, but this was no contest. We had to finish it. No matter what it was, we had to finish it or you couldn't fill the lake next year. Mm-hmm. That kind of work, we can say, we want to spend X number of dollars, and when we reach that, they stop working, mm-hmm. and we do it another year. So.
So when we lower the 15 feet, are we doing it slowly?
Yes.
Very slowly?
Yes.
Okay.
All drawdowns from now on, except in an extreme emergency, mm-hmm. will be slow drawdown. What we found was that we know the ice is what popped the bricks. Possibly when they were doing the ice fishing a number of years ago, and we kept the lake higher than normal, water got in there, froze, and popped the bricks. What caused the bubble? Now the bricks are broke loose. The bricks that tie the brick to the dam are broken loose. When you fill the lake, you've got the water on this side, the brick, the dam on this side, the concrete. Now we got a little space in here where it's been broke. When you fill the lake, the places that the mortar is out, what we were trying to avoid, and by having the contractor mortar and repair those places, the water is going in these occasional holes. After 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the water will find its own level. The lake is up, leaking in these holes. It's coming up over time till it's full behind the brick. The level is the same. Now draw the lake down fast, 15 feet in 2 days. All that water that's trapped in there cannot get back out all those little holes that fast. So you've got hundreds of tons pushing out on the brick, and that's where the bubble came from. So we will no longer do fast drawdowns except in extreme emergencies. So that is our plan, and it needs to be the board's policy, because you don't know if there's been the dam's 87 years old. Is there other areas that, mm-hmm. that the bricks have been, mm-hmm. how it's built has been weakened in any way?
Do we need to put that in a resolution through the Rules Committee or through the Dam Committee?
I would think the Dam Committee, okay. But...
I think it should be in writing, though, so that future commissioners see.
And maybe dam operators can see that there is.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
They know. I've had the discussion with Tommy and Bobby, but
down the line.
Yes. That's the hard part, is the continuity, mm-hmm. of where we're at 10 years from now. But, yes.
I just have one question. We had this high-tech construction over the years, maybe on 3-4 occasions, do some repointing for us. Was that, and I'm assuming that was maybe at a higher level, was that mortar okay, or?
We have a couple of spots over there that need some repair, not much. Okay. That actually all looked pretty good. He went down the same distance we did this time, 20 feet. And where they stopped was the overhang by the building. They spent 2 solid weeks, our people spent 2 solid weeks under the overhang alone. It was in very bad shape. Every time they tried the mortar, it would crumble and fall out. And part of what they did was, if it was loose, they had to dig it out of there before they put the Zeke in. They had to grind every bit of that. They ground out every seam underneath that all the way down 20 feet and re-mortared it. It had just never been touched in 87 years, and because nobody could get under there. So doing it with the party boat, they were able to do it, and we draw the lake down at their request so much every few days. But they spent 2 weeks alone underneath that overhang. So it definitely needed the work and the money that we put in it. I think it's unfortunate we had to spend that much, but you can't find any better spent money in this district than what we have done. And I think that's enough, Mr. Painter. That's, we're there. And I have a motion to approve the, I don't know, do we usually approve that?
No, no.
We just listen closely.
Where we ignore you.
And we are at the lake manager, who is not here today, but I told him we didn't care because we had his better half, which does a better job anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
On the consent, we have Jeff Stevens, 8060 Ryan Road, it's a dock. There's no issues that I'm aware of.
I had one question. Unfortunately, I was not able to be on the dock inspections this month, which never happens. In the verbiage, the landowner wants to remove the existing dock except for the steel post and reconstruct it in the same footprint. Landowner is in compliance. The dock will have a 10-foot buffer on the western side, so therefore a large boat should not remain docked there because they would need the 5-foot buffer. And if you look at his drawing, this is what he's talking about right here, that you wouldn't be able to dock a boat on this side because with a large boat, because a large boat would take up the 8 feet, mm-hmm. and then your 5 foot for the buffer.
But they could park a small boat, a jet ski, or a fishing boat
correct.
There.
Correct.
Do you want that in the...
Well, I didn't realize that Chad wasn't going to be here. Do you know if he intends on parking a boat on that side, or...
I don't think so. I think he's talked to the landowner, but we can put that in the...
I mean, it really isn't, you know, earth-shattering, but I as long as he's rebuilding the dock, should he move it over the additional 3 feet?
Except the steel posts are staying.
I think he wants to use...
I understand the steel posts are staying, I know.
Well, it probably should be, I mean, if we're going to build it, it probably should be in the license or the permit because otherwise down the road again, you may have assumptions that they can park wherever.
We could have Chad write a letter to attach with the permit.
And something that stays in our file.
Yeah, all the letters stay in our file.
Is the rule that they can't have anything within the 5 feet or a structure?
Anything. There has to be a 5-foot buffer with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not going to park a boat there, that's not a problem.
Yeah, but if he sells it down
there, exactly. We need it in writing someplace.
There we go again.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I will need a motion stating. Any other questions on that, Jenny?
No.
I'll make a motion that we approve this with the stipulation that we send a letter. We have something in writing, letter, whatever, that Mr. Stevens will stay within that buffer and not park anything that will go in excess of that buffer. He can park a jet ski or a
Do we know what side of the dock that is?
It's the western side.
On the western side
of the dock.
Is that a right one, by the way?
No, it's a lakefront. It's a lakefront.
Can I have a second to that?
I'll second it again.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Line items. We have Eugene Pantera, which is we're going to be discussing that property in two different areas. This is the pre-sale. This is, it's going down a look at the waterfront. Everything below the 1450, we're going to be discussing later above the 1450, same property. Chad called me, he found no issues. He said it was in really good shape. The only thing that he asked, will ask if he hasn't already, in the pre-sale, is the last few steps to the dock had no railing. And he wants to be in the pre-sale that we're at, we would ask for a railing to be put there before the license is reviewed. But aside from that, he said it was in very good shape, the dock. And this is the last dock as you're going towards the dam on the right-hand side. Anybody been out on the lake? There's usually a yellow party boat parked.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a couple of the docks further up, which are in bad shape.
Yeah. Dock 409.
Any other questions on Pantera pre-sale? Can I have a motion to approve that?
I'll approve it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
With the stipulation that the railing be put on.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. William Rondeler, 8178 Lake Shore Drive, is also a pre-sale. And I don't have the information on that one.
It's just that they have nothing. They have an old license from RG&E. There's no septic, no deed, and no survey on file. What did Chad write? There is no septic deed or survey on file. Landowner has RG&E license. Upon inspection, I was able to find a survey flag from, James Ball. The easternmost side of the dock is about 1 foot from the property line, so there is no 5-foot buffer. The decking and the roof covering the boathouse is in good condition, but the posts in the ground are either completely rotted or rotted enough to be unsafe. The dock should not be used until the dock structure is completely repaired or a new dock replaces this dock. Landowner needs to come into compliance.
And so that one looks like it needs a lot of work.
Yeah, it needs repairs. I have not seen it, but somewhere there evidently is an older survey. I have to abstain from this because I am a party to the sale of it. I am not the listing agent, but during the process of the sale, the owners wanted the buyers to accept the old survey.
We have nothing on file.
We have nothing. So, but that was not agreed upon because there's a bank involved, and naturally the bank's going to see the new survey. So at closing, there'll be a survey for the new owners. But evidently the owner has a survey someplace. I never saw it. That's what I know.
So we can't do anything until they come into compliance.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a letter.
It has to come into compliance anyway.
I think we need to give them a letter stating that these issues will need to be dealt with by either the present owner or the new owner before a license is issued. Mm-hmm. But a license, that we don't see any reason that we wouldn't issue a license because the bank, when you're financing, the bank doesn't want to see there's a chance you might not have a waterfront,
right,
and therefore you don't get the.
Is this lakefront lot?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the new buyers know that they're going to have to repair the dock. I mean, it isn't even up to their standards.
And they
also
need the 5-foot buffer too.
It's kind of a stucco house type.
There's
100
feet. Okay.
So there's plenty of room to have the buffers, obviously.
Yeah.
Antique storage.
Yeah, she's good friend.
That agreeable with everybody?
No, I haven't talked to her about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have to have a letter and explain what coming into compliance. I mean, I would think the bank would want a septic inspection.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, they're going to want all of that.
Well, that'll that happens through the process.
What my concern is, that'll all...
Do they have a buyer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I do agree that we should say in there, yes, you will get a doc as soon as it's in compliance with RLRD.
And that happens a lot during the sale.
Right.
The owners just don't want to do anything, so it's up to the new people.
Well, and these folks have been on the lake a long time. And so they're not, they just want to sell it the way it is. It's up to the young people.
Mom and dad both died and the kids...
Can I have a motion to that effect? That we send a letter?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I abstain.
One abstain? Thank you. It's passed. Committee reports, communications.
We've been getting a lot of the inserts back.
Good.
Good.
That is good.
What about the, from the newsletter when we asked for input on the boats on the lake? Have we gotten much of that?
Not a lot. We have had some.
Okay.
A couple.
A couple people have...
Because we want to keep those on file.
And we got Joe's.
Got Joe's, yeah. Joe Tuscolino, who is the...
Sent an email to us.
An owner of one of those boats.
Oh, okay.
He some ideas and I think, you know, we can incorporate it. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
And he's got some great ideas.
It's coming in. There's no, as usual, once this time of the year hits, people's mind are not on the lake.
They don't want to think about it.
And...
Because they're down in Florida.
Getting them to think about it and deal with it. But as we go through the winter and spring, the board will deal with it. And we'll see if we get any more input. We have a number of letters. And little by little, matter of fact, I got another one I got to forward you. I've been giving them to Stephanie so we have them on file. From people who are demanding we do something about, are complaining about the issue of their docks being ripped out and safety and that kind of thing. So, but I'm glad to see one from one of the boat owners.
Exactly.
Environmental, we do have our final report. I guess it's final, but not the final. I guess he's talking about a more scientific one coming, but one in language that we can all understand. This is from Edward, at least we got a chance of understanding this one. Our environmental student, we did try to keep him on, see if he would stay with us. He very kindly says, "You can't afford me."
I have a degree now.
Yeah.
He's already been hired, but we did learn a lot. I haven't had a chance. This is the first time I've seen it also, so I'll be curious to see if he has anything here on our three invasive species that he found in the lake that he was keeping an eye on. A very small area, but we were basically trying to see if it dies out when things freeze. So we'll be curious, and I think it's going to be up to us. I believe Daryl knows where that area is.
Looks like it's page 12.
And so we will need to keep an eye on that ourselves. Edward was doing it for us, but I think it's something that we need to check on in the spring, maybe before the lake goes up, and to see if that went away or getting worse.
Is there an environmental committee meeting set up to go over this?
Daryl is the chairman of the environmental committee, so...
Okay, that's fine.
I believe he is planning on that. Nothing is set up that I know of.
Okay, thank you.
He was waiting for Edward's report before we were supposed to have it before this. He was on to his new job had a little trouble doing both, but we have it now, and so I'm sure Daryl will move on. The Finance Committee, anything new?
Nope, just bills, update, and we haven't had a meeting, and we probably won't have a meeting for a while. Bill's going to send everything out to the people who are on the committee, so that everyone's in the loop, and we'll take it from there. And we haven't gotten a report back from the foundation on how much money has come in. That'll come after December 31st, I'm sure.
Okay.
Can I just make one comment? There's been a lot of chatter on I Love Rushford Lake about the foundations, and I just want to have your permission. I responded, my wife showed me, and I responded to it, telling this individual that he was interested in donating, but he had some questions. Mm-hmm. And I knew the answers to the three or four questions mm-hmm. that he put down, so I put down my information to contact me. He never did. Mm-hmm. But a comeback on that was that a person wrote that it appears that the foundation is nothing more than a collection agency for the RLRD, and because of the fact that their treasurer is responding to and is willing to answer questions about it. If you commissioners don't want me to respond anymore, I won't. I just felt there were some questions asked, and I had the answers to them, and that's all I was going to do was answer them.
My feeling, Bill, and I've looked into this.
Okay.
There is a senior foundation for Allegheny County to raise money for, you know, senior citizens' needs. And Madeline Gazdek, who is executive director of Office for the Aging, I think she chairs that board. She's on it anyway. So it doesn't matter. One thing I found very disturbing, and I want to follow up with that, I've been following that. You know, I have friended, but I try to keep quiet. However, I'm really angry that one of the businesses that depends upon Rushford Lake business is very negative toward this foundation. I find that very disturbing. That's all I'll say about it. You can go to I Love Rushford Lake and read it yourselves. But I'm wondering.
And he's putting out misinformation.
Yes. Yes. And well, I just find that
Kathy
objectionable.
Kathy Hock responded to his criticism of me mm-hmm. willing to answer a person's questions. And in so many words, she just said, why wouldn't the treasurer of the Lake District be aware of what the foundation is raising for mm-hmm. future repairs that they would have on the dam? Why do you mm-hmm. find that unusual?
Mm-hmm. And it certainly isn't unusual. It's not illegal.
But all I'm bringing up, if you guys want me to refrain from that stuff, I will.
No, I would prefer you answer them because you have the right information.
Exactly.
And there's too much misinformed information mm-hmm. that's being mm-hmm. thrown out there.
Just don't be drawn into a tit for tat.
Oh, no.
You're doing, just answer it.
Yep.
And when, when I read the response, I stopped. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back and say, I know what's your problem.
Yeah,
or something.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up just in case you guys get hit up with the fact that your treasurer is answering questions.
I read that, and that just it blows my mind that someone is making money off this lake. And yet objects to the way we're trying to raise money. Well, that really blows my mind.
And it says right in the foundation that all of the money is to be used on
just for the dam.
And it's not here.
Mm-hmm. It's not,
which is why we set it up the way we did, so that no one is handling money.
Yeah.
And to me, it gives us a little bit of comfort. Not a lot, but a little bit of comfort that we have this $40,000 or whatever as an emergency fund. That there's some money there that if we ran into another situation like we just did and we don't have money to moving some jobs around to be able to fund it, that is a growing emergency fund that could save our bacon. So.
Maybe this individual needs to be invited to one of the foundation meetings.
Oh, I don't think that would be a good idea.
No, but I intend on paying this individual a personal visit.
Oh.
We're going to have a talk.
Well, you know, sometimes when people are sitting there getting
Real information.
Instead
of
he has been talked to a few times, and been given real information, and he chooses not to.
Well, anyway, so the bottom line is, you don't care if I...
No.
No.
I'm not going to get into a war with people.
No, just give him the information, and that's it.
If somebody wants answers to certain questions, I can certainly answer.
Anything else from the Finance Committee?
That's it for me.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the hard work that you guys are doing, sometimes thankless, but... But thank God you're willing to do it and keep raising money. You never know, one of these days, somebody's going to come along and write a big check.
Maybe Jana's State or something.
We're going to find an angel.
Yep. Rules Committee.
Oh, we met on the 7th, and as you spoke, Bob, one of the main topics was the overcrowding of the lake.
Boat traffic.
Boat traffic, the way in which people are handling their boats, and we're trying to find some...
Happy medium.
Happy medium where everybody can enjoy the lake and...
And safely.
Just be respectful for one another, but it's going to be a difficult thing to accomplish.
Is it true that people operating a boat are responsible for their wake?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
If the wake causes damage to someone's property.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, it's the same as you have a pontoon boat with 12 or 13 people on it, and you're 10 feet from shore. It's the same thing. I mean, you're not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're going 2 miles an hour. You're not supposed to be there. And it just doesn't seem to click with a lot of people. I mean, I think that's some of the issues.
I think one of the things that
Joe brought up
we need to go back to is handing out, the Landowners Association used to do this for us, and I think it kind of faded out over the years, but we used to have a laminated copy of the New York State and the Coast Guard boating rules.
Right.
And with that, at the end were special laws by the board, speed limit of 45 miles an hour, not more than 15 miles an hour after dark, those kinds of things are on there. And they were handed out to people as they launched their boats by the folks, our inspectors there. And I think we have enough new people on the lake where we need to reinstate that. Part of what we need to do is re-educate some of our older folks and re-educate the newcomers of what the etiquette is for driving a boat on Rushford Lake. And I think that we could probably get the Landowners Association
Well, it's also something the district could do in their spring newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Just
get copies of those, and I believe you can get copies of those from the state.
It's also, the Landowners Association puts it in the guide.
It's in the lake guide. Yep.
But this is something, not everybody gets our guide, so this is this was effective.
But I mean, if we can put it in our spring newsletter, if the district puts it in their spring newsletter, you know, it's just one of those things you got to keep reinforcing, reinforcing, reinforcing.
It's like the Don't Drive Drunk campaign, and, be careful, it's icy now. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Joe brought up a very good point when he was here the last time, saying that a lot of these people buy these boats and they don't take a course on how to drive them.
No.
They have no idea. I mean...
Well, it's not required.
Right? Well, no, it's not. And I mean, if you go through
too bad, that doesn't change.
And
that,
you take
boating course...
You have to
I don't know how a parent sends a five-year-old kid out on a jet ski that'll go 60 miles an hour, but you see it.
Yeah.
Go by the dock with this little kid on there, and it just...
They wouldn't put him on a motorcycle, but they put him on a jet ski. Same thing, really.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that kind of thing. I think two answers here. One is more education. The other is we need to continue to get audience with the county sheriff and make sure we have a more balanced patrol and more patrol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the holidays, I think it was 4th of July or Labor Day, one of them, I forget now, they were out there at 10 o'clock in the morning, they were gone by noon, and nobody on the lake, it was Labor Day. And so we need to encourage them to be here more.
And they seriously need to, I mean, I know education's part of it, but they need to write a few tickets.
Yeah.
Because if that word spreads around the lake,
yep.
Things will quiet down.
If they get, I mean, we don't want them heavy-handed, but on the other hand, again, balance, we want them hand out some tickets.
I still think we need a meeting with them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, at one of our meetings, or go to the department.
Yeah, we offered, Daryl and I offered to go over.
Yeah.
And meet with the sheriff there so that they wouldn't have to come here.
What'd they say?
Well, I was in the middle of the campaign season, and so we didn't really get anything.
Yeah, I do too.
In the spring, we will.
All right, good.
We will go back. It's part of what we want to do and what we need to do.
And unfortunately, when our rules and regulations were established, you know, they established the size of the boat and the speeds of the boat. So much of that has changed now. Boats are so different. Nobody's happy with the little runabout boat anymore.
But I was reading one of the resolutions that were passed back. I think Dick Bowes was on the board, you know, that's how. But it clearly states in there already the size of wakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Clearly states in there that they had the size of the wake, the size of the boat. When they passed the resolution for the 21 feet, it clearly states in there about people and their wake and that their wakes were causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It goes back that far.
Yeah, it's not a new problem. It's just, it's now a growing problem. And of course, with the wake boats,
yep.
Special boats designed for that, that kind of pushed it over the edge for a lot of people. Anything else in the Rules Committee?
Do you want to schedule one now or wait until Daryl comes back? What would you guys want to do?
Why don't we?
What are going to be our topics, though? You know, do we need one? What are we going to work on?
I would
probably some of this will come up.
Yeah, I would say you do. Whether you need one in January or not, it's fine with me. I don't have strong feeling. We will need one probably in February because you are. Go ahead.
Backing up a little bit, you were talking about the drawdown on the dam.
Mm-hmm.
If you can add that into the Rules Committee at your next meeting, you know, so that you'll have consistency on both ends, you know, that you won't do the fast drawdown.
Yeah,
that way, if the board changes hands, those rules will always be set in stone.
Yeah, that's what we said, that would have to come from the dam committee,
To add it into your rules.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt.
It could come from two different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way, it's
two different areas.
Two different areas.
Yeah. So when somebody is looking across it, I think we will need to have something posted in the office at the dam that states that. We also will have the easement issue. That you'll probably want to discuss in a Rules Committee meeting,
mm-hmm.
where you can spend a lot of time on it.
If we do it in February, I mean, we could do it in the first part of the month.
And Daryl would be back by then.
Yeah. We've been doing it when? Wednesday night?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
We're flexible, so.
How about a Thursday?
That's all right.
I'm good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How about the 2nd or the 3rd?
Of February?
You mean the 2nd or the 9th? Yeah, that
February?
Would be good for me. I'm going to be gone the 16th.
The 9th?
That's my anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Well, how about the 2nd then? That kind of catches
us between.
You're a lucky
man.
Sorry.
The 2nd or the 16th? It doesn't matter.
You want to make it an...
I don't either.
I don't care what time, because I'm off that day.
But
I'm around
6:30.
We could do it.
Are we having dinner?
That might be too early. Daryl likes to get his dinner.
Yeah, Daryl does like half 6.
I think 6:30.
6:30 works better for Chad.
Okay. All right, we'll make it 6:30.
On the 2nd?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
It is.
6:30 rules.
Rules Committee, February 2nd, 6:30.
Yeah, okay. Nothing in January, okay.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. And we're back to the board meeting on the 21st.
Legal, I'm going to, nothing new legal there is, but we're going to be discussing it under new business, so
okay.
We'll move right along there. Old business. We're back to the, we thought we dealt with this last meeting, and after the meeting, all parties changed their mind. All three parties changed their mind. Dave Hirsch changed his mind 4 times in 1 day. I called Joe Miller. I had him send out a notice to all parties involved, the Klinglers, I need to say their name properly, and the Hirsches and the K, James K, that this board will not deal with this again unless we have heard from all parties that they agree on what docket
is.
Yeah. If you remember, this is confusing even for our board members, let alone Stephanie to keep up with.
When was the letter sent?
Shortly after our last board meeting.
Well, then obviously these people have a comprehension problem, don't they?
It's gone on all month.
This is nuts.
It is nuts. And that's why I sent, I had Joe Miller send a notice to all of them that we're not going to deal with it until they agree. Mm-hmm. And they've had dozens of emails,
line
and we've all
and
been,
forth.
We've had at least 15 come to us.
Yeah.
Phone calls
and what a circus to figure out what the docket's going to be. The board at the last meeting voted to swap the Klingler's dock for dock 127 after the sale of the Klinger's dock, of the Klinger property had been completed. Everybody understands that part of it. I've back and forth in the emails. Kay's lawyer spoke about that. Everybody understands that this is after the Klinger's property. I was totally confused why the Klinger lawyer called us after that, after the receiving the letter, and questioning how we could take that dock away and give it to somebody else. So that's why I made the statement to Joe Miller to put out that everybody, they had to all get on the same page. Once they agree, get the information we need from all three parties. Yesterday, although I haven't read them, I haven't seen them all, I did see the one from James K. But Joe Miller emailed me and said he has received from all three parties, they all agree to swap dock 126. So here's what,
okay.
And 126 is both sides. So let me see if I can make sense of this.
So Joe called you yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I put it on the, and added it to the agenda, because up until yesterday, I did not have all three parties agreeing.
Okay.
Joe claims he now has from all three parties
written
okay. email.
All right.
Everybody has agreed to this.
Okay.
Don't go out here and bet on the stock market over this, because I wouldn't trust any of this deal. But apparently they all agree on dock 126. So I am asking the board to reverse last month's motion, a rule that we would swap dock 127 for the Klingler dock.
Do you need two motions, Bob?
I think so. I think we reverse that first,
okay,
and then
right.
we'll go forward.
Okay. I will make the motion that we reverse our
decision
from last month to switch dock 127 belonging to, or used by Dave Hirsch for the Klingler dock. So I make that motion, that we reverse our decision.
I have a second.
May I add to it? Based upon the completion of the sale.
Yeah, we're not reversing that part, though, but...
Yeah, okay.
But it's good to have it in there. We'll also have it in the...
That's good, all right.
I'll second the motion.
Second.
Because I don't think Jenny can.
All in favor?
I can.
Oh, you can. You're not a party to it, okay.
This is all private.
Yeah, she's not in.
But I've always abstained on any of this stuff because...
Sometimes you abstain when you don't have to, just to be safe, but... So I have a motion to reverse our decision and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion has carried. Now, we have a new motion.
You do this one.
Upon the completion of the sale.
Yeah.
The Klingler dock will be exchanged for dock, which the Klingler dock is what?
136.
136 will be exchanged with dock 126.
And 126 is to be used on both sides.
Both sides.
And dock 127 will go back to Dave Hirsch.
To Dave Hirsch. As far as the Hirsch Marina. Put that in.
I'll second that.
And can I add to your motion?
Yeah.
And a license will be granted after the properties come into compliance.
Exactly.
I'll second that.
We have a motion, seconded, to swap the Klingler dock for 126. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Does this mean all the emails and all the phone calls?
I hope so.
Is it gonna stop?
Oh, my God.
I hope that's the end of it. And all parties, they claim they all agree.
All right, good.
I want that in writing.
That they all agree?
Yes, yes. I want that, I want to see that in writing.
Yeah.
We'll have Joe...
Signed by all parties. So next week, David can't call all of us and say what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I have another piece of old business. I just want to follow up.
Sure.
Mr. Legori had cleaned up his property.
Yeah.
He's to be commended. Did he respond to the deed update?
Not in the current time.
Nothing that we know of yet.
And he's still got more time?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
We gave him 30 days? 60 days, I don't remember.
60 days, I think.
So maybe we can follow up with that next month?
Yeah.
Know where we're at. Also, one more thing. I'm sorry, Bob, I keep...
Sorry.
Boat wash station will not be started until next spring?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, we can't.
Just want to double check.
Nothing we can do in this weather.
In case I get any questions.
We will, we did receive a very nice, I wish I'd brought it up, I didn't, a very nice satellite drawing. I don't know what I'd do without you, Stephanie.
I know it.
From the county, Soils and Water, of Balcony Beach.
Oh, wow.
Showing everything.
Very nice.
So we will be able to lay out from this.
Yeah.
How, where we're gonna move the building and how we're gonna do it, where the water, and this will be something to show the senator when we...
Yes, yes.
Get to meet with her again, so she sees we're moving forward. We will draw on it where the wash station's gonna go. Right now, we're talking about moving the building over here in this area on that side of the road, and the wash station will be in front of it. We haven't decided where the water, we do have to dig a ditch, run a water line either over where our boat is or down to the, by the docks, but...
We gotta drill a well, don't we?
Pardon?
Is it, we have to have a well, don't we?
No, we're having a filter.
We're gonna take it out of the lake.
Oh, you're taking it out of the lake?
Yep.
Filter.
We're just gonna put a pump in. It has been approved by the DEC, this will also help us with that.
That'll be good.
They don't have any issues except they didn't, their only issue was that we didn't draw more than 150,000 gallons per minute out of the lake. I mean, you could cover all the farms in the area with that much. That's a lot of boats to wash.
I can see the next thing, a report from the engineer.
Rules and regulations, like, are you kidding me?
You're gonna use the lake water to.
It's like they're comparing it to the Niagara Falls Power Plant.
You got invasive species in your lake.
Oh, my God.
I don't think the power plant in Niagara Falls draws that much water.
One thing we did talk the county out of, they wanted a ditch, a drain put in from the wash station into the lake. No, no, no. We don't want to wash invasive species into the lake. So actually what we're doing is that the concrete pad, it'll be slanted one way, and on one side of it, it'll be a 2-foot by 4-foot deep, fill it full of stone, and that's where it'll run in.
Was the old septic tank?
It's all concreted in, according to.
Yeah, according to Bobby Pomeroy, it's full of concrete.
It was concrete, yeah.
That was a shame.
Yeah, right.
So, but you are correct, we are not going any further on this. Maybe some planning will go on this winter, but we won't be doing anything on it until spring. It is our plan to have it installed and operating before Memorial Day.
Excellent.
As close as we can for the next boating season. We have stated to the senator and to the fishermen and everybody else in the last 2 years, that was our plan to have it spring of 2017. So we'll try to stick to that as much as we can.
While we're, I don't mean to backtrack, but in this dock swapping business, is the Bear Tracks property gonna come into play again, or has that been resolved?
It's not been resolved, but I think it couldn't be resolved until this was resolved, which dock it was gonna be. We don't know, because we got confusing information on that also. The request changed on that. I would believe there'll be another request coming for that property. The original, the request we have is that one of those, well, no, the swap would be done. But Bear Track is a different property from the Klingler's. So we'll have to deal, we didn't deal with that last meeting because we did not have enough information to deal with it. You know, I would bet the farm against that, but what we were asked for was that the Bear Track, is that the official name?
Bear Tracks.
Bear Track Corporation wanted to have two licenses for whatever dock we came up with, now Dock 126. So one property would be on one side of it, the other property would be on the other. The property that Bear Track is buying that's not the Klingler's does not have a dock.
I know.
So that's the part the board, in the meantime, there was some confusion with our attorney that he brought up that was not necessarily what Bear Track wanted. So we don't know, but that's we need to deal with yet.
Yeah.
And when we get, it's gonna be the same thing once all, there won't, we don't have three parties in this one, we have one, and so we will find out what they really want. But what Chad was asked for and what our attorney believes they want seems to be two different things. So stay tuned. But that shouldn't change what we did here today. Don't know how all these docs possibly be so complicated. But. Anything else in old business? Moving on to new business.
We already did Melissa Grasso.
Yep.
Did that one.
Okay, we already did Melissa.
Okay, this one is brand new. Jerry Krieger, not to be confused with the Klinger. I was called by John Jessup. I happened to still be here at the lake on Monday and asked if I could come down here to a meeting. And so I agreed. I came down. Mr. Krieger is the previous owner of Stillwater Restaurant, him and his wife.
Oh, I know what this is about.
All right.
Oh.
I know what Jerry is.
And his wife, after they sold, went to work for somebody else for a while. Now they're retired and she is bored. He doesn't want to open another full-fledged restaurant. What they have proposed and need district approval for, he wants to put one of these food trailers, like you see at a carnival or whatever, at Balcom Beach to be to serve hot dogs, hamburgers, ice cream, that kind of stuff. The town seems to be very much in favor of it. They have no issues there. He's talked to the codes people. There's no issues there. He is in the process of getting a New York State Health Department permit. Mm-hmm. I told him that I am just one commissioner. I would bring it to the board, just get their feelings on it, and that there could be no cost to the district. If this was approved, all costs would be on his at their expense. One of the things that they will need is electricity. We would do this. At the same time, we need to rework the electricity when we move the building. It would be an opportune time in the spring to do it for him. He offered to pay the entire electric bill for Balcom Beach, because I said we would have to get some kind of a way of metering what he uses. And he offered to pay the electric bill for all of Balcom Beach for June, July, and August. Most likely would be there on weekends, possibly a day during the week, but he's also planning on taking this to some fairs and some things like that.
So the electric bill would still be under our name, and I would just send him a copy of it, and he would reimburse us for the month of June, July, and August?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yep.
If we can make some money off this.
Water, he would have to bring in water. He's working that with the health department. Can't use lake water, and we don't have any other water. So what is the board's feelings on
that? My feeling is, I'm sitting here kind of arguing with Mary Jo, but...
You guys argue so quiet.
I know, but I think it's a great idea. However, we need money ourselves. And I'm wondering, do we want to charge him a rent? I know he's paying the electric, but do we want to charge a rent or a percentage of the profits for our dam fund? It's
here's,
a way to have
here's
ongoing
my take
money.
On that. I'm not for it or against it. But my take is, this is a used food trailer. He has to put a lot of money in it. You're not talking about a big sum of money selling a few hamburgers and hot dogs and some ice cream. He's not going to have a huge income there. And my guess is, if you charged him, if we couldn't charge him enough to make much difference to the dam fund, and...
No, but it's one of those sources of money we're trying to show if we ever need to get a loan or whatever. I mean, we've got the docks. They don't bring in a whole lot of money. We've got the timber. Yes, that's some money. But this would be an other ongoing fund, which we could take to the bank and say, look, we're
but
doing...
But I don't think that would help us, because it's not our business. It's not our. It's not an ongoing thing. If the guy wanted to take it out of there... And say, you know, I'm going to do the fairs. I'm not going to put it on Balcom Beach.
Well, my concern is, if you let one in, how many more are going to want to come in?
That's why it has to go through the board.
And
I don't think you'll let any more at the same time.
How is this going to impact boat traffic, you know, people coming in with boats?
And then
people bringing their, you know, jumping off their boat at the dock to go up and get hot dogs, and how many boats are you going to have in there? I'm thinking, I don't know.
I went over this in our meeting with Darrell on Monday. He had, his first concern was just what you said, what about traffic? I don't think you're talking about 20 boats pulling up there and getting ice cream and hamburgers. If you go back to Dell and Donna's, there's a boat here now and then. Nope, there was no lines out there waiting to get an ice cream or a hamburger.
Yeah, but Dell and Donna's was located.
You weren't retrieving and launching boats.
Yeah, but that's, they could come to the outside of the docks.
Yeah, but Dell and Donna's was located more in a bay. This is out in the middle of that lake where there's waves all the time, and you're gonna have a bunch of kids trying to dock the boat and jump off the boat to go get hot dogs and hamburgers. And, you know, I grew up on the Dell and Donna era, and that's what we used to do. I don't know, I'd have to think about this.
I can tell you that it's not a full-fledged restaurant, but you can't believe, when I was running for this office and out there around talking to people, and I got around to a lot of them, hundreds of them said, when are you going to get a restaurant on this lake?
I totally agree with that. I would love to have a restaurant.
What if they did it down by the beach?
I'm tired of going to Carpies.
Pardon?
What if they did it down by the beach?
I think the traffic would be a bigger issue down. Boat traffic would be a bigger issue for us down by the beach than down.
And danger to the
swimmers.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned.
Let me say something. If he's going to take it to fairs, he's got to pay to be at the fair.
He does, and he has to be here paid for Labor Day.
My thing would be to charge him a flat fee like we charge someone to rent a dock from us or something along those lines.
I agree, Bill.
And you'd also stipulate with him, if it gets to the point that we have to build another dock for people to park their boats, to be able to get your food truck, that would be at your expense. You know, so if there's any expense we have to incur
to make this
a better deal for him and a better deal for the residents, he has to pay that in addition to the rent.
I mean, I think we could say to them that we would be willing to try it for a summer, and if it was too complicated and too much traffic was an issue, congestion, that we would not renew it the next year.
I still want to charge him rent, even though he's paying for the electric. I know they pay for Labor Day. I asked John how much, you know, he charges for rent down there for Labor Day. It's $100 for the 3 days. Well, you know, Bill, we need the money.
Well, I just said, I mean,
yeah, I know.
Would do a flat fee instead of having to determine what his profits are.
Yeah, all right, okay, that's fine. That's
we're not
fine.
Gonna know that true
figure.
Then we gotta
go in and audit that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's your job to audit
that. No, a flat fee would be fine. It's just, I think they need to pay something.
And it would have to be kept away from the launch.
Yeah, where Darrell thought, somebody, maybe it was John Jessup, was where we have the building. We're moving the building out of there. Mm-hmm. That could be there, which would not be in the way of parking and
Could they use it as a drive-through though?
Yeah, but I mean, I think you'd want it closer to the water.
Yeah, on the other side of the launch. Mm-hmm. That bay area.
Back in by the cops.
Back in.
Mm-hmm. Back in the corner.
Well, let's determine whether we're going to do it or not first, and then we can work out details on where it's going to go and
what we're going to charge.
And what you're going to charge if that's the majority of the board wants to.
So do we need to chew on this a little while?
I think we
do. Do we maybe need to deal with this in rules?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got a meeting in February.
Let's move it. Let's move this issue to the Rules Committee.
Okay.
You can all be thinking about the pros and cons
yeah,
and what you want to do.
Sometimes it's hard to just answer.
I will contact Mr. Krieger and let him know that we've discussed it and that it's been moved to the Rules Committee to.
Maybe he should come to the
meeting. Yeah, maybe it would be nice to have him at a meeting. Yeah.
Yep, I think they would probably.
Where are they from?
Here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wouldn't be a big travel thing. Unless he's in Florida.
Are they still in Belfast?
Belfast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I have their phone number. As a matter of fact, I will give it to you so you can. The board will have it.
I want the money. Show me the money.
So, that's what's going on there, Balcom Beach. You can all think about the pros and cons and what you want to do. Next thing, new business. This one is, the board has already made abreast of the problem. This is the easement on South Dam Road. Where have I got it? Let me get to that here. Joe Miller has been working with the attorneys. The parties are...
So Marshall and Pantera, I think?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yep. Pantera. Where are we, Joe? And Marshalls, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L-S. Marshalls are the people that are purchasing it. The issue is not on the waterfront. We talked to the same property we talked about earlier. The waterfront issues are fine, just for the railing. This is the actual cottage. The bank, when they went for financing, the bank discovered that this property has no access. The egress is over district property. Also, the district property is so close that the roof overhangs. The overhang on the cottage is on district property. So they have asked the board for an easement so that they can sell this and the bank will finance it. We have in place the easement the board did last year for property, lake properties that are below the 1450. This is very similar, except ours does not address egress and regress to the property. In other words, right, basically a driveway, right of way. And so Joe took our fundamental one that we have in place and tweaked it a little bit to fit this. Three times he tried to, him and their lawyer have gone over this. They are in agreement. Joe finds no issue for us. He tried three times to send me a copy of it. It would not come through. It was just a bunch of squiggly lines. And as of late last night, I still couldn't read it. They are planning on, they are scheduled to close on December 21st. So they really need this from the board. I may have, if the board approves it, I may have to drive to Joe's office to sign it so that they can go forward. Joe finds no issues except he's changed wording to fit that land because our wording is all below the 1450.
Right.
And we will get a final copy with this. I don't think we have any issues with, as a board, to any reason to stop this and not give it to them. We certainly don't want to stop the sale. It's an unusual thing for us, as most of our dealing is below the 1450, but it is district land, and so we need to deal with it. I need two motions. I need one to approve the easement as per our attorney. Second, I need a motion for the board authorizing me to sign for the district. Also, in this case, I would like the motion to say Darrell Stevenson and Robert Panner, because if something happens, this falls apart and it doesn't get signed until end of January, then I don't want to have to come back to the board. Darrell would already be authorized to sign as well as me, and I don't think that's a problem having on record that both of us can sign. But the intent is that this is signed by the district Monday.
Either or.
Yeah.
Not and.
Yes.
Either or.
Yes, exactly.
That's a better wording, thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions? Any comments? Any concerns?
I don't know if Joe's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has read it. He emailed me last night and said he finds no issues with it.
For all these unique and individual circumstances.
Danny?
Could that be received down here? Could you have him fax it to this office and sign it?
Yeah, unless it doesn't come through any better than.
Yeah, but save you a trip and then they could do originals later.
Well, it's a trip for me either way. I either gotta drive over here for Hornell or drive to Cuba, so. Either way, I'm probably not gonna get out of, and it has to be notarized.
Yeah.
So it has to be an original signature. It's not gonna be a scanned one.
So I'll, but thanks for the thought. I think we can put this all in one motion. I don't think we need two separate ones. But can I have a motion to approve the easement for the Pantera Marshall real estate transaction? And approving Robert Panner or Daryl Stevenson to sign on behalf of the board? Need a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And that's the last thing on the agenda. Anything from the public? The massive public that we have out here today? Yes, sir.
I'm Gene Pantera, so I want to thank
you for
getting this. And it's also interesting, we didn't go through any of this when we bought the property a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, we didn't go through the bank, but it's been like this for,
forever.
I understand, for about 40 years.
Yeah.
So. Changed.
One of the premises that the board has been going on your situation, is all these right-of-ways were intended back in the, when these cottages were built back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. They weren't put in people's deeds back then. So it isn't, and one thing I'll add to that is the attorneys came up with a survey. Joe has seen it, and we will get a copy of it to have in our record. This shows the egress and possibly. Yeah, that may be it.
The biggest issue is how these banking laws have changed over the years.
Yeah, that's when a bank
That's really what brought this to a head. Is, like you were saying, years ago, the banks financed. And what happened was the federal government changed the law so that when you go to get title insurance, they won't give you title insurance unless you own the land.
Right.
And that's why we had dealt with this last year with some cottages below the 1450. So we had already done 80% of the homework when your situation came up. And it's so far been accepted. We just had a cottage turned down. Bank turned down the sale of it. The whole cottage below the 1450. And the folks even though we told them to, they never came to us for the easement. And so they didn't buy the cottage. The bank turned it down. So it's an ongoing issue, and Mary Jo is right. It's the change in the federal law that's brought this up. And so the board is trying to be as on top of it and work with the idiosyncrasies of each property. It behooves us that things are sold and people...
Well, when people buy things with cash,
it's not looked
at the same way as when a bank looks, because actually the bank is the owner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Until the mortgage is paid, so that's why these title rules come into play. You know?
In New York State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, in New York State. Bob, one more thing on upcoming meetings. We've got January 7th for our next meeting. It's been changed back to the 21st, just so the public knows.
Yep. The meeting will be the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
if something happens, Daryl is not available. He's planning on it. He's chomping at the bit to get back here. Thank goodness. I'm glad he, I was
I'm
worried.
Glad he misses us.
I was worried that he'd take a couple months off and go, you know what?
I like this.
I like this. I don't need that bowl. Yeah, exactly. Not come back. Yeah. So we are happy to have our chairman come back. He does a great job for us. He only has the best interest of the lake at heart, and we need him back. Glad he's thinking about doing it, but not too soon, so he's takes time to heal. Anything else? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I'm sure I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I don't think we beat the record, did we,
no.
Steph?
No.
All
right,
we had more issues than I thought.
Record's 9:35.
Oh my goodness.
When was that?
All those chairs can stay, Scott. They're having a party, so thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.